Ever heard of Rocky Marciano? I'm old enough to remember on radio hearing Marciano, a fight by Rocky Marciano, believe it or not. Rocky Marciano wasn't the biggest, most talented, or most skilled boxer who ever lived, but he may have been the toughest. He lived and died between 1923 to 1969. Although Rocky Marciano was undersized, 5'10" and 185 pounds, he brawled his way to a 49-0 record in the heavyweight title, retiring as the only undefeated heavyweight champion in boxing history. He was born Rocco Francis Marciano outside Boston. Marciano was known as the Brooklyn Blockbuster from the Rock from Brockton. His childhood dream was to become a catcher in professional baseball, but an unsuccessful tryout with the Chicago Cubs in 1947 made him turn to boxing, a sport he had picked up 4 years earlier while serving in the U.S. Army. In 1948, Marciano turned pro and began establishing himself as a rising star thanks to his powerful overhand right, which he dubbed Susie Q. By October 1951, he was 37-0 with 32 knockdowns when he faced his boxing hero, Joe Louis, the former champion. Now, Louis had reigned over the heavyweight division from 37 to 49, but in 1951, he was 37 years old, had already retired once. After knocking out the former champ, Marciano wept in Louis's dressing room. Even though Louis was past his prime, the win gave Marciano credibility in a title shot against Jersey Joe Walcott. On September 23, 1952, Marciano trailed Walcott, heading into the 13th round. The challenger needed a knockout, and Susie Q provided one, leaving Walcott unconscious and giving Marciano the championship belt. Maybe that's the fight I remember hearing. He defended his title 6 times, including another win over Walcott and 2 epic victories over Ezra Charles. Rocky Marciano, retired in 1956, was killed in a private plane crash the day before his 46th birthday. Rocky Marciano, what a tough guy he was. Today's life's little suggestions to take us over the weekend. Don't allow the phone to interrupt important moments. It's there for your convenience, not the caller's. Think twice before burdening a friend with a secret. Praise in public, criticize in private. When someone hugs you, let them be the first to let go. Resist giving advice concerning matrimony, finances, or hairstyles. Ah, some good advice. That's our pick-me-upper for today. Thanks for listening. See you Monday next, God willing.